Turner said.
But the treason issue, that's different. There's no excuse for that. Your mom and your dad, they're going to have to sell their house and move. Maybe change their name. Maybe they won't be able to sell, and they'll just hang themselves in the basement.
The guy said nothing. Turner said,
Not much ceiling height in a basement. It'll be slow, like strangulation. Maybe they'll hold hands.
The guy said nothing. Turner moved in her seat, long legs sheathed in dark nylon.
And think about your kid brother. All those years of looking up to you, all gone. He'll have to leave the Navy. Who would trust him on their team? The brother of a traitor? That's a life sentence for him, too. He'll end up working construction. He'll drink. He'll curse your rotten name every day of his life. Maybe he'll kill himself, too. Gunshot, probably. In the mouth. Or behind the ear.
The guy said nothing. Turner said,
So here's the deal. Talk to me now. Answer all my questions. Full and complete disclosure. All the details. And we'll keep the treason absolutely private.
The guy said nothing. Turner said,
But if you don't talk to me, we'll do the investigation in public, right out in the open. We'll tell CNN where your folks live and we'll call the Navy about your brother. Not the officers. We'll call his buddies first.
Silence for a long moment. Then the guy said, Okay.
Okay what?
Okay, I'll talk to you.
Okay, you'll talk to me what?
Okay, I'll talk to you, ma'am. Turner rolled her window down. She called out,
Tell the pilot to go get his dinner.
Plato put the phone down on his pilot. The guy had called to say the weather in the north was due to take a turn for the worse at some point within the next 24 hours. More snow, which Plato already knew. He had satellite television. He had a huge mesh dish bolted to a concrete pad right next to his house. The dish was connected to a box, and the box was connected to an enormous Sony LCD screen on the end wall of the living room. It was tuned to the Weather Channel. The Sony screen was not the only thing on the end wall. There were 18 oil paintings next to it, all jostling for space. There were 43 more on the two long walls, 20 on the other end wall. A total of 81 works of art, mostly second-rate pieces by fourth-rate painters, or third-rate pieces by third-rate painters, or fourth-rate pieces by second-rate painters. One was a Monet, supposedly, but Plato knew it had to be a forgery. Monet was a prolific artist, widely distributed, often copied. Someone had once said that of the 2,000 pictures Monet had painted in his lifetime, 6,000 were in the United States alone. Plato wasn't a fool. He knew what he had, and he knew why he had it. He didn't much care for art. Not his thing. Each canvas was a souvenir, that was all, of a ruined life. In the spaces between the paintings, he had nailed small, inverted, horseshoe-shaped arrays of thin brass pins. Dozens of them, maybe even hundreds. He hadn't counted for a long time. Over each array was draped as many necklaces or bracelets as would fit. He had diamonds, emeralds, rubies and sapphires, gold chains, silver chains, platinum chains. He had earrings hung from single pins. He had finger rings looped over single pins. Wedding bands, engagement rings, signet rings, class rings, big diamond solitaires. Hundreds and hundreds of them. Maybe even thousands. It was all a question of time. It was a subject that interested him. It was dominated by class. How long could people last, after running out of cash, before they had to start selling their bodies? How many layers did people have between defeat and surrender, between problem and ruin? For poor people, really no time at all, and no layers at all. They needed his product. So as soon as their meager paychecks ran out, which was usually payday itself, they would start fighting and stealing and cheating, and then they would take to the streets, and they would do whatever it was they had to do. He got nothing but money from them. Rich people were different. Bigger paychecks, which lasted longer, but not forever. Then would start the slow depletion of savings accounts, stocks, bonds, investments of all kinds. Then desperate hands would root through drawers and jewelry boxes. First would come forgotten pieces, pieces that were not liked, pieces that had been inherited. Those items would find their way to him after long, slow journeys from nice suburbs in Chicago and Minneapolis and Milwaukee and Des Moines and Indianapolis. They would be followed by paintings snatched from walls, rings pulled from fingers, chains unlatched from necks. A second wave would follow as parents were looted, then a third as grandparents were visited. When nothing was left, the rich people would succumb too. Maybe at first in hotels, fooling themselves, but always eventually out on the street, in the cold, kneeling in filthy alleyways, men and women alike doing what needed to be done. All a matter of time. Holland parked in the lot and headed for his office. Peterson and Reacher headed for the squad room. It was deserted, as usual. No messages on the back corner desk, nothing in voicemail. Reacher picked up the phone and then put it back. He tapped the space bar on the keyboard, and the computer screen lit up and showed a graphic of a police shield that had Bolton Police Department written across it. The graphic was large and a little ragged, a little digital. A tower unit a yard away was humming and whirring and chattering, the hard drive getting up to speed. Reacher asked, "Have you got databases in here?" Peterson asked, "Why?" "We could check on Plato. He seems to be the prime mover here, whoever he is." Peterson sat down at the next desk along and tapped his own keyboard. Clicked here, clicked there, typed a password. Then some kind of dialogue box must have come up, because Reacher saw him use his left forefinger on the shift key, his right forefinger on a capital P, then on a lowercase L, then an A, a T, and an O. Plato. "Nothing," Peterson said. "Just a redirect to Google, who says he's a Greek philosopher." "Got a list of known aliases?" Peterson typed some more. 9 keystrokes, presumably AKA, then a space, then Plato.